Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.3% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are softer in early trade. Bonds are firmer, with US 10-year yields extending their pullback from the 5% region to around 4.8%. The dollar is mixed, softer versus the Japanese yen and sterling, but firmer against the euro. Oil is down, gold is softer, industrial metals are lower. Middle East developments continue to draw attention given the implications for oil and gas prices and the inflation outlook. Hamas released another two hostages last night as Israel continues to delay its ground invasion. Israel's leadership is under pressure to hold off the scope of the offensive amid ongoing negotiations for the release of further hostages and the focus on humanitarian aid. Elsewhere, fluctuations on bond yields are also in focus. The pullback in US 10-year yields from the 5% region on Monday is supportive for sentiment. The equity risk premium is complicated by views of an oversold bond market, as Bill Ackman said that he has unwound short positions in treasuries. Meanwhile, PIMCO's Bill Gross has moved off the higher-for-longer theme and is now going long secured overnight financing rate futures. And BlackRock sees US earnings plateauing along with the economy. On the data front, German GFK consumer confidence deteriorated and UK jobless claims increased, adding to signs of an easing labour market. Eurozone flash PMI showed a fifth straight contraction, while UK PMIs were mixed. Overnight, the Bank of Japan announced another unscheduled Japanese government bond purchase operation, which comes amid further reports of the Bank of Japan considering a yield curve control tweak over US yield concerns, although it sees little need to change forward guidance. Japan flash manufacturing PMI was steady, although softer services pulled the composite index into contraction. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Redbook Index, flash manufacturing PMI, flash services PMI, and crude inventories. While among the companies due to post their results on a busy earnings day, before the market opens, Verizon, Sherwin-Williams, RTX, Coca-Cola, Invesco, General Motors, General Electric, and Danaher. And after the close, Visa, Texas Instruments, Microsoft, and Google. In corporate news, Bloomberg reported that International Flavors and Fragrances is considering a sale of its pharma solutions unit, which could be valued at more than $3.5 billion in a sale. Asian equities finished mainly higher on Tuesday, as a dip in treasury yields and the subsequent fall in the dollar prompted a slightly more constructive tone. Asia yields also pulled back slightly, albeit with many still close to multi-month or multi-year highs. In regional news, Japan equities sold off sharply after initially gapping higher, just as flash PMIs showed ongoing weakness in manufacturing and services dipped into contraction. Support for China equities was revealed when the country's sovereign wealth fund said it had bought ETFs on Monday, with an emphasis on technology-related funds. China is also reportedly close to approving an extra $137 billion sovereign bond issuance to help with rural land repair and supplanting local government issuance. European equity markets are softer in early trade. In European news, the latest ECB lending survey showed a tightening in credit standards as the Eurozone economy slows. And a Reuters survey of economists showed that the majority think the Bank of England rate cycle has peaked and it will remain on hold until the end of the second quarter next year. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.